Today's global hit takes us to Iran, but not contemporary Iran. We're going back to the 60s and 70s. Two new compilation CDs of the era have come out this year. Music programmer for KCRW in Santa Monica, California, Tom Schnabel, dips into both of them.
Our first track is from the album Racks, 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 which means dance, dance, dance. It's by Zia Atabi. Zia Atabi was a hugely popular singer. He found time to do a short version of The Monkees' I'm a Believer. The next song is by Gugush. It's also from Racks, Racks, Racks. Gugush was by far the most popular Iranian singer of the day. She lives in Los Angeles now. She was a major trendsetter. She influenced millions of young women. There even was a verb called gugushi, meaning that you have the same sunglasses or that you're buying the same clothing as she was wearing. And she was absolutely huge and definitely the most popular singer. Here is her version of the classic song by Aretha Franklin and Otis Redding, her version of Respect.
Ooh, your kisses, sweat and honey.
Two tracks from Racks, 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 Dance, Dance, Dance. We turn now to the other CD that has just come out recently. It's called Pomegranates. And the song, once again, will feature Gugush because she was the biggest star of the day. The song is called Talag. It means divorce. This was a theme song to a hugely popular series of the same name. And you can hear the modal influence coming in from the East as well as the influence of disco. Then just in its infancy, but Tehran was very, very fast to pick up all the different musical trends of the time.
Vishnu, hum safare ma. از این قصه تلخ راه دشوار ای تو تک چراغ این شب تو این که گذشتن از کنار قصه ها
These two new CDs are really, really amazing. I haven't seen much of this at all in my long career in the music business. There was no pop music like this before the 1960s and 70s. A lot of it fueled by the oil dollars going into Iran under the Shah, which really opened up everything. It gave people money to go out and buy records. It gave record companies money to produce records, pressing plants, everything else. It's amazing also that they found a lot of these records were destroyed, and that people actually found the tapes or the cassettes or whatever these came out of, probably cassettes, is a complete miracle. Our last song today is also from Pomegranates, the new CD compilation. It's by Ramesh, and it's called Charme Bouze, and it means bashful, being bashful about a kiss. It's interesting to me. It shows the influence of both American and English pop, as well as the influence of flamenco music from Spain. Very, very popular in Tehran for a long, long time. So you hear that happening here. So this is Ramesh with Charme Bouze. Bashful about a kiss.
Music critic Tom Schnabel and Golden Oldies from Iran. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We're back tomorrow.